Steve, I guess it was always going to be an important toss to win.
Yeah, it was a crucial toss to win. I mean, that wicket was green and juicy, and the ball zipped around quite a lot in that first session. So, was it a 10-wicket session? Well, if things didn't go your way, then you could easily lose 10 wickets in a session, and that's what happened, you know. They've got a reasonable attack and they maximise the conditions, but... you know, it was a bit disappointing that Jesse Ryder bowled us out like he did. I know he's had a good season so far, but you know, he's a decent second change Test bowler, and sadly for us, he was all over us today.
Yeah, and credit to them, they did take full advantage of having won the toss.
Oh yeah, you still, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, you still got to do the job, and that's what they certainly did. They took the catches and got their dismissals, and they bowled well, but. It was chalk and cheese as the wicket dried out a little bit, so it's a little bit disappointing when you think that maybe it's something that needs addressing as well, because there's 5 points off a grab for batting and some of the bonus points, and you need to get 400 to get there, as people know. So when you come up against conditions like that, when it's so crucial to win the toss, you ain't going to get 400 batting first on that, so straight away you're at a disadvantage. And, you know, the batting points is quite hefty.
Well, all around the country, I think the 10:30 start maybe took a bit of a toll this morning, because certainly in the second division, a whole clatter of wickets in all four games, really.
Yeah, but I suppose maybe if the wickets possibly weren't as green then in September, then it wouldn't be as devastating, certainly. This one, you know, you would say that it would be hard work getting 400 batting first on it, so... if the whole idea for a good game of cricket is to get 400, that's why you get 5 batting points, then you know, maybe the wickets need to go back to how they used to be, which was very white, lots of grass on them, but white grass, and they carried beautifully.
A word about Joe Leach, obviously got his head down and did well.
Oh, he counter-attacked, you know, and it was good for him to get roughly out of half our score, but you know, we needed somebody to do that. A couple of the other guys tried to counter-attack and it didn't work, but he took his chance and managed to get a few boundaries away.
Yeah, Tom Curler-Cameron, I thought, tried to do that in the brief time he was out there.
Yeah, you know, there's a few of them couldn't do too much about the way they got out today, and a few of them were trying to counter-attack, so it looked a little bit of a shoddy dismissal, but those are the type of things when you're under the cosh and conditions are difficult, the opposition going well and the ball zipping around and swinging in the air, then those sort of things happen.
Just to clarify, nothing wrong with the wicket was green, but there was nothing wrong with it. I know, I saw the pitch inspector taking a look, but in your view, is it just the conditions and the fact it was moving around a fair bit?
It was a very difficult 2 hours, and you know, you maybe got to question whether that's ruined the game of cricket. Certainly as for us, to a certain extent, it's a long haul back, we're going to fight, but and hopefully we'll get right back into the game, but certainly the toss of a coin is a massive difference in a game, possibly the outcome of a game.
26 for 2 you got them though. Okay, they ran one of their own out, but then you picked up a second wicket pretty shortly afterwards. You must have thought, well, just a chink of daylight here.
No, very much so, but I thought to give the left-hander Brown some credit, I thought he played really well. He played straight, he had good balance, he didn't get on the pad much, but I think it was also a reflection how the wicket had dried out quite a bit, because the ball wasn't going past the bat like it was when we were batting. You know, and it's not just the quality of bowlers and things like that, you know, it was just sadly the conditions changed.
Was there much in it for the spinners and Moeen and Brett?
Yeah, there's a bit of turn, especially for first day, but there would be, because the ends have been shaved, you know, and there's a two-ton pitch out there. There's a green in the middle and the shaved ends, so it's going to turn a little bit, and it'll definitely turn as we go along. So Moeen got a little bit of turn out there, but like I say, day three, if we get there, then it'll be turning a lot.
Final point, of course, the first hour and a half tomorrow morning. Conditions could be very similar to how they were this morning.
Yeah,
so.
I think our plan now to try and get back in the game is we're hoping that the conditions will be zipping around a bit like it did this morning, even though it's a day older, the wicket. That way we've got 7 wickets to get. You know, by the time hopefully we can get those wickets, then there may be a chance of the wicket settling again for when we bat, and that's the time then we need to go really big.